You are listening to the Hannah Otham Community College Radio on KOHN 91.9 FM Sells, KOHH 90.7 FM San Lucie, KOHF LP 101.1 FM Florence Community, and KWAK LP 102.5 FM Sanavir Community. This is Umachi Dakwe on the Otham Huronyok Network, a show produced by the Hannah Otham Community College. This is DJ Erica, and you are tuned into The Road to TOCC. What is sustainable living? Sustainable living is the practice of reducing your demand for natural resources by making sure that you replace what you use to the best of your ability. Sometimes that can mean not choosing to consume a product that is made using practices that don't promote sustainability, and sometimes it means changing how you do things so that you start becoming more of an active part of the cycle of life. We all know that climate change, global warming, depletion of the ozone layer, and resource depletion are real, and their impact on human and animal lives can be devastating. It is an opportunity for people to adopt actions for sustainable living that can help them to reduce their carbon footprint or environmental impact by altering their lifestyle. Simple measures like using public transportation more often, reducing energy consumption, becoming more eco-friendly can go a long way in reducing your environmental impact and making this planet a clean and safe place. Wikipedia defines sustainable living as: sustainable living is a lifestyle that attempts to reduce an individual's or society's use of Earth's natural resources and personal resources. Practitioners of sustainable living often attempt to reduce their carbon footprint by altering methods of transportation, energy consumption, and diet. Proponents of sustainable living aim to conduct their lives in ways that are consistent with sustainability, in natural balance, and respectful of humanity's symbiotic relationship with the Earth's natural ecology and cycles. The practice and general philosophy of ecological living is highly interrelated with the overall principles of sustainable development. Sustainable living helps protect the environment and reduce wastefulness. Sustainability is meeting our present needs without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. Living sustainably is an important practice for saving the environment and using our resources efficiently. Whether people are zero waste or just getting started, your individual practices can make a difference. Here's a list of reasons why sustainable living is important. It improves air quality. When a community practices sustainable living, they help the environmental quality. Maintaining a sustainable lifestyle helps reduce your carbon footprint. When a community pursues sustainability, air pollution reduces. Clean air is key to a healthy community. It conserves natural resources. The Earth has limited resources. Every time you turn on a light, for example, something is powering it. Electricity accounts for about 41% of household energy consumption in the U.S. Most of this is powered by coal, natural gas, and nuclear power. That means renewable energy sources like solar power, wind, and geothermal are less likely to power homes in America. Conserving this energy is a common way to go green at home. Conserving these natural resources is important for helping future generations meet their needs. This also includes how we use water, trees, and our food supply. Having sustainable practices for our natural resources will keep them around for our needs and the needs of the future. It improves community health. The quality of our environment affects our health. Individuals taking steps for sustainability can help reduce the potential toxicity of the environment. A community taking social action can also help by introducing sustainable policy in government. Simply put, a sustainably conscious community can directly affect the health of a community. Cleaner air, less waste, and less pollution will help foster a healthier community. It prepares for growth. A sustainability-minded community is better prepared for growth. This is true for practically any type of community. A business practicing sustainability will save money, helping them to hire more employees and grow. A city practicing sustainability will have cleaner air and more natural resources available for a growing population. They will also have career opportunities in growing natural energy fields. Conserving and sustaining our limited resources helps us prepare for our growing needs as populations rise. Using what we have efficiently and finding new ways to power our lives will help us be prepared. It maintains resources for future generations. Perhaps the most important reason why sustainable living is important is so the world is inhabitable for future generations. Humans are one of the leading factors of climate change. Our plastic production and energy use of fossil fuels are just the tip of the iceberg. Future generations of life ought to be considered. Making sure the air is clean and there are enough resources is our responsibility to future generations. Making a conscious effort to live sustainably helps ensure that there will be enough to meet their needs. That means having a low environmental impact and focusing on sustainable development. It slows climate change. The environmental impact of sustainable living can help slow climate change. The scientific community generally agrees that we need to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 80% by 2050 in order to stay below an average temperature rise of 2 degrees Celsius. Your individual sustainable life choices can help reduce greenhouse gas emissions. On a larger scale, your community action can help influence sustainable policy. It assists economic development. Sustainable living offers an economic opportunity to communities. If the problem is energy efficiency, there are a number of sustainable ways to solve that. Implementing renewable energy sources into a community expands the economy, can help lower costs long term, and can offer jobs in the short term. Finding sustainable solutions to our limited resources often results in an improved economy. For example, if a community decides to come off with a creative solution for their waste management, that could result in a lot of positives. That could create a new position and therefore jobs. They could save money. That could lead to increased wages or lower prices. It could also lead to an improved reputation, which could lead to new customers who value sustainability. If those principles applied to businesses throughout a community, you would find an improved environment and economy. What is climate change? So you might know what weather is. Weather is the changes we see and feel outside from day to day. It might rain one day, and it might be sunny the next. Sometimes it's cold, sometimes it's hot. Weather also changes from place to place. People in one place may be wearing shorts and playing outside. At the same time, people far away might be shoveling snow. Climate is the usual weather of a place. Climate can be different for different seasons. A place might be mostly warm and dry in the summer. The same place may be cool and wet in the winter. Different places can have different climates. You might live where it snows all the time, and some people may live where it's always warm enough to swim outside, like Arizona. There's also Earth's climate. Earth's climate is what you get when you combine all the climates around the world together. So, what is climate change? Climate change is a change in the usual weather found in a place. This could be a change in how much rain a place usually gets in one year, or it could be a change in a place's usual temperature for a month or season. Climate change is also a change in Earth's climate. This could be a change in Earth's usual temperature, or it could be a change in where rain and snow usually fall on Earth. Weather can change in just a few hours. Climate takes hundreds or even millions of years to change. So, is Earth's climate changing? Earth's climate is always changing. There have been times when Earth's climate has been warmer than it is now, and there have been times where it's been cooler. These times can last thousands or millions of years. People who study Earth see that Earth's climate is getting warmer. The Earth's temperature has gone up about 1 degree Fahrenheit in the last 100 years. This may not seem much, but small changes in Earth's temperature can have big effects. Some effects are already happening. Warming of Earth's climate has caused some snow and ice to melt. The warming has also caused oceans to rise, and it has changed the timing of when certain plants grow. So, what is causing Earth's climate to change? Many things can cause climate to change all on its own. Earth's distance from the sun can change. The sun can send out more or less energy. Oceans can change. When a volcano erupts, it can also change our climate. Most scientists say that humans can change climate too. People drive cars. People heat and cool their houses. People cook food. And all of those things take energy. One way we get energy is burning coal, oil, and gas. Burning these things put gases into the air. The gases cause the air to heat up. This can change the climate of a place. It can also change Earth's climate. What might happen to Earth's climate? Scientists think that Earth's temperature will be going up for the next 100 years. This would cause more snow and ice to melt. Oceans would rise higher. Some places would get hotter. Other places might have colder winters with more snow. Some places might get more rain. Other places might get less rain. Some places might have stronger hurricanes. So what can you do to help? Scientists think that we can do things to stop the climate from changing as much. You can help by using less energy and water. Turning off lights and TVs when you leave a room, turn off the water when you're brushing your teeth. You can also help by planting trees. Another way to help is learning about Earth. The more you learn about Earth, the more you can help solve climate problems. A carbon footprint is the total amount of greenhouse gases, including carbon dioxide and methane, that are generated by our actions. The average carbon footprint for a person in the United States is 16 tons, one of the highest rates in the world. Globally, the average carbon footprint is closer to 4 tons. To have the best chance of avoiding a 2 degrees Celsius rise in global temperatures, the average global carbon footprint per year needs to drop under 2 tons by 2050. Lowering individual carbon footprints from 16 tons to 2 tons doesn't happen overnight. By making small changes to our actions like eating less meat, taking fewer connecting flights, and lying dry in our clothes, we can start making a big difference. So how is one's carbon footprint measured? Your carbon footprint is measured by your lifestyle and regular activities that result in greenhouse gas emissions. Some of the most common examples of these lifestyle factors and activities include transportation use, electricity use, dietary choices, purchasing habits, and general waste. So how can you measure yours? The process of working out your own carbon footprint has never been easier. You can simply access any of the free carbon footprint calculators available online. So why is it important to know your carbon footprint? The higher your carbon footprint, the greater your contribution will be towards global warming and subsequent climate change. While direct action must be taken against the biggest global carbon emitters, we would also do well to consider our own contributions. By taking individual action to lower our own carbon emissions, we can help to reduce overall consumer demand in these industries. Many people making small changes to their daily lives can send a powerful message that we do not stand for business as usual and demand change in current practices. So how can we reduce our carbon footprints? We are currently in a critical stage of human history where we have the opportunity to change the fate of our planet and secure a better world for future generations to come. One of the most immediate actions you can take to limit climate change is to reduce your own greenhouse gas emissions by lowering your carbon footprint. And here are 10 simple ways that you can reduce your carbon footprint. Move your money to make a difference. Did you know that the way you choose to spend, save, and invest your money can make a huge difference when it comes to reducing your carbon footprint? It's no secret that some of the world's largest banks love to use your hard-earned money to fund fossil fuel industry. In fact, since the 2015 Paris Agreement, the world's 60 biggest banks have spent $3.8 trillion on fossil fuels. Wow. If you don't want your money to be used for environmental destruction and want to greatly reduce your individual carbon footprint, it's time to make a change. So how can you do this? For one, you could investigate your institution. Is your money being used for good or evil? It's time to find out. Head over to bank.green and enter your bank's name to discover how sustainable your current financial institution is. If you don't like what you discover, then perhaps it's time to break up with your bank. Another way is to eat more plant foods and less animal foods. Eating more plant foods can reduce your carbon footprint. One of the greatest ways to reduce your carbon footprint begins with what you put on your plate every day. This is because the meat and dairy industries are some of the top contributors to global greenhouse gas emissions. In fact, some researchers have even suggested that these industries may be the leading cause of climate change. So why are farm animals so toxic to the environment? Raising livestock for food produces large amounts of methane, a gas that traps much more heat than carbon dioxide. This makes it particularly dangerous when it comes to global warming. In addition, its impact on the climate, animal agriculture is also the leading cause of deforestation. As demand for animal products continues to increase, the more land is cleared for livestock. This contributes greatly to global warming, as cutting down trees not only releases stored carbon dioxide into the air, but also reduces the Earth's ability to naturally absorb greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. While eating a plant-based diet may reduce your contribution to greenhouse gas emissions by much as 73%, it's important to note that the industrial production of fertilizer to produce plant foods is also problematic when it comes to greenhouse gas emissions. This is where regenerative agriculture, a holistic farming approach that focuses on soil health, could be a key solution. In meantime, getting more fruits and vegetables into your daily diet is a great way to both reduce your carbon footprint from current farming methods and improve your health. So how can we do this? If you're not willing to give up meat straight away, a good way to begin is to try a meat-free Monday. By simply giving up meat for one day a week, you will reduce your carbon footprint as much as 8 pounds per day, which is the equivalent of not driving for 2 days. Aim to eat things that are low as possible on the food chain. This means eating mostly fruits, vegetables, legumes, beans, nuts, and seeds. This also has the added benefit of improving your health. Try replacing one meal a day with a plant-based option. For example, you might choose to have oatmeal for breakfast instead of bacon and eggs. By doing this, you help reduce your water and carbon footprint by about 25%. That's amazing. Try other modes of transportation. Riding your bike to work can reduce your environmental impact. An average car produces approximately 4.6 metric tons of carbon dioxide per year. It does this by burning fossil fuels, which then produces carbon dioxide from the exhaust pipe. As of 2018, road transport was responsible for at least 17% of global greenhouse gas emissions, according to one study. If you're looking to reduce your carbon footprint, considering alternative modes of transport that don't rely on the burning of fossil fuels will help you to do so. So how can we do this? If you live fairly close to your workplace, then riding your bike to work is one of the best ways to reduce your carbon footprint, with the added bonus of improving your health. You can also choose public transportation where possible and avoid regular solo car trips. Also, take advantage of ride-sharing services and work from home if you're able to do so. If using your car less is not an option, consider switching to an electric or hybrid vehicle. Switch to a low-carbon energy provider. Solar power is a form of low-carbon energy. Another great way to reduce your carbon footprint is to switch your electricity provider to a company that uses low-carbon energy. For example, renewable or clean energy comes from natural sources such as sunlight, wind, or water. This has a much lower carbon footprint than energy that relies on the burning of fossil fuels. Electricity and heat contributed as much as 15 billion tons of greenhouse gas emissions worldwide in 2016. That number continues to rise as changes in the climate lead to increased reliance on heating systems and air conditioning. In order to avoid catastrophic consequences of failing to take action against climate change, it is critical that we begin to reduce our reliance on the fossil fuel industry and move to low-carbon energy providers instead. So how can we do this? Identify whether your current electricity provider has any renewable energy options. If it is possible to do so, look into low-carbon energy providers in your local area. Ask questions of your new provider to ensure that their service is appropriate for your needs. If renewable energy is not an option, advocate for it to be introduced into the community by writing to your local government representative or your power company. The process of advocacy may differ depending on where you live. Reduce, reuse, and recycle to waste less. Reduce, reuse, and recycle items in order to produce less waste. Did you know that we globally dump over 2.12 billion tons of waste per year? According to Our World in Data, at least 6% of global greenhouse gas emissions come from food loss and waste. While this may not seem like a large percentage, it's actually 3 times the amount of emissions that come from international flights. So if you're wondering how to reduce your carbon footprint, cutting down on your waste is a great way to do it. So how can we do this? Reduce. The more things we buy, the more things we throw away. Think carefully about your purchases and whether or not they are truly required. You can reduce your food wastage by growing your own vegetables, composting and buying items in bulk to avoid or reduce unnecessary packaging. Reuse. Use reusable items. If you can afford to, choose products with longevity in mind and repair them over time instead of constantly replacing them. Recycle. If you can't reuse or avoid buying an item, then if it is able to be recycled, you should follow your community's guidelines for doing so. However, it is important to know that much of what you recycle can ultimately wind up in the same place as your regular trash, so it's always better to reduce and reuse before recycling. Rethink your fashion choices. Rethink your fashion choices to reduce your carbon footprint. The way that clothing is currently designed, manufactured, and used results in enormous waste and pollution. The quote fast fashion industry alone is responsible for around 10% of the global greenhouse emissions, according to the UN. You can reduce your carbon footprint, waste, and pollution by simply rethinking the way that you buy your clothes. By reducing the amount of clothing that you buy, only buying secondhand, or purchasing from eco-friendly companies, you can help to reduce your impact on the environment. So how can we do this? Consider buying secondhand clothes or joining a clothing swap group. This is a great way to reduce your environmental impact while saving some money. If you're worried that buying secondhand clothes means that you'll have to sacrifice style, then popular social shopping apps such as Depop or Poshmark might just help you ease your mind. You can browse for plenty of trendy clothes and sell your own as well. If you can afford to, buy clothing from companies that are eco-friendly and or organically certified. Organic clothing made from natural materials such as bamboo, hemp, cotton, and linen is much better for the environment than clothes that are made from synthetic materials such as polyester. Research companies first to make sure that they are adhering to eco-friendly practices. Most brands that are environmentally conscious will proudly display their sustainability processes on their website. Choose energy-efficient appliances. LED light bulbs are much more energy efficient. While choosing a renewable energy provider is the first thing you should consider when trying to reduce your carbon footprint at home, using energy-efficient appliances can cut your greenhouse gas contributions even further. Energy-efficient appliances are designed to use less energy than standard appliances. They are generally more environmentally friendly and can save you money over time. So how can we do this? If you're not sure where to begin, aim to replace white goods, such as refrigerators, dishwashers, and washing machines that are more than 20 years old with modern energy-efficient alternatives, as this will have the most impact on reducing your carbon footprint. For example, refrigerators now use 40 to 60% less energy than models manufactured before the year 2000. However, if you have a lot of old appliances at home, you might aim to replace them when the cost of repairs amount to more than half of the cost of a new one. When choosing larger appliances, select those with lower energy ratings if it is possible to do so in your area. Choose ceiling fans over air conditioning units where possible. Replace all incandescent light bulbs with LED light bulbs. And turn off less efficient appliances off at the power outlet when they are not in regular use, as this will reduce your standby power consumption. Travel less or travel wisely. Try taking the train to your next travel destination. If you're serious about reducing your carbon footprint, you should rethink the way that you travel. Planes are one of the most polluting modes of transport, along with cars. This is because aircraft requires a lot of fuel to run efficiently. Recently, the aviation industry was predicted to triple its greenhouse gas emissions by 2050. If it continues with business as usual, the aviation industry's carbon footprint could continue to grow exponentially if not restricted. By choosing to travel less or more sustainably, you can reduce your carbon footprint. So how can we do this? Holiday closer to home. The further you travel, the higher your carbon footprint will be. Choosing a holiday destination closer to home allows you to satisfy your urge to explore without the need for a plane ticket. You might even develop a new sense of wonder and appreciation for the area you live in. Opt for train travel over plane travel. You can reduce your carbon footprint by as much as 90% by choosing to take the train to your holiday destination. If you must fly, choose a non-stop flight. Most of the carbon emissions from fuel are emitted during takeoff and landing. By choosing non-stop flights, you're eliminating excess pollution. If you're a frequent flyer for work reasons, then advocating for the use of video conferencing technology like Zoom in your place of work could help drastically reduce your carbon footprint. Following the rise of this technology during recent times, is now the perfect time to negotiate remote working or online meeting opportunities. And also consider offsetting your carbon emissions when air travel is your only option. Offsetting means compensating for your carbon emissions by funding projects or organizations that reduce carbon emissions in other ways, like planting trees. Turn down the temperature at home. Use a ceiling fan where possible to reduce your energy consumption. As the climate continues to change, global reliance on air conditioning systems is expected to triple by 2050. This is worrisome for global warming, as heaters and air conditioners require a lot of electricity to run effectively, which is sourced from fossil fuels. Manufactured cooling systems also release a greenhouse gas known as hydrofluorocarbon, HCF, into the atmosphere, which has a much greater heat-trapping capacity than carbon dioxide. By reevaluating the way that you use these systems at home, you can not only reduce your carbon footprint, but also save some money on your energy bill. So how can we do this? Turn down the heat. By lowering the heat by 1 Celsius, you can save up to 661 pounds of carbon dioxide emissions per year and 5 to 10% off your energy bill. Use fans instead of air conditioners where available. A fan requires significantly less energy to run effectively than an air conditioner. Alternatively, use energy-efficient settings on your air conditioner or use it sparingly. If you have the funds to do so, invest in insulation. Adequate home insulation can assist in keeping warm air inside your home during the colder months and hot air outside during the warmer months. This can greatly reduce your reliance on heating and cooling systems. Consider replacing older appliances. If your air conditioner or heater is greater than 20 years old, it is likely to be much less energy efficient than current models. Join the rebellion. If you've made it this far, you're likely to be serious about reducing your carbon footprint and making a positive change for the future of our planet. Climate change is an issue that requires urgent action and systemic changes to change the way that society currently functions. Time is running out, and we are rapidly hurtling towards an unsafe future for all of mankind. While individual actions are an important part of the battle against climate change, meaningful progress will come from using our collective power. By joining the global rebellion against current destructive business-as-usual attitude of government corporations, you can help to advocate for a safer future for us all. How to help your community become more sustainable. Start a compost pile. Composting your leftover food, newspaper, and yard waste can be an excellent way to keep your community green. By composting, you keep easily degradable materials out of the trash pile and instead return them to the soil in the form of healthy nutrients. While a compost pile can be a worthwhile endeavor even for your own family, do a little research before you begin and see if you can get support from a few friends and neighbors before you start for the best chance of success. Support local restaurants. Spend your money where it matters. Do your research before dining out and see if you can find restaurants and other small businesses that source their ingredients locally. Restaurants that purchase their products from local farms can sometimes cost a little more than their counterparts, but you'll sleep easier knowing that you've given back to your community and promoted sustainable living. Volunteer. Spending time volunteering in your community can be a great way to move toward a sustainable environment. See what organized volunteer opportunities exist in your area, or set off on your own and collect litter from a nearby park or trail. Beautify your neighborhood by planting bee-friendly flowers wherever you're allowed to enhance open spaces. Encourage travel by bike. If you're running a local errand and don't have to travel far, why not ride your bike? Unlike driving, biking releases no emissions into our environment and does no lasting damage. To encourage your community to embrace biking as a means of transportation, see what you can do to make riding your bike easier or more fun. Start a community bike night and coordinate a weekly theme ride around your block, or campaign your local government to designate bike lanes on busy roads. Sign up for a CSA, Community Supported Agriculture. It could be a great way to support sustainable efforts in your local community. To participate in a CSA, you'll pay upfront for a growing season's worth of fresh fruits and veggies from a local farm. Your goods are usually delivered or available for pickup on a weekly basis, and you'll be delighted by the variety of fresh ingredients you'll receive each week to nourish your family. And you'll feel good knowing that you've done your part to support a local business initiative. Encourage local businesses to install electric car chargers. Electric cars have grown in popularity the last few years as they become increasingly affordable and capable of traveling longer distance without needing a charge. Whether your community has fully embraced this new, clean means of travel or struggling to take hold, making charging stations readily available can be a great way to encourage folks to make the change. Knowing they'll be able to easily recharge their vehicles will alleviate one of the biggest concerns of potential electric car buyers and may increase adoption within your community. So here's a final thought. Creating change throughout your community can be hard work, but it can be incredibly fulfilling to make an impact and help your friends and neighbors embrace a greener lifestyle. Thank you for tuning in to Umachi Dakwe on the Atham Hudonyok Network, a show produced by Tahana Atham Community College. Remember to tune in every Tuesday from 2 to 4 p.m. on the Atham Hudonyok Network. You are listening to KOHN 91.9 FM Cells, KOHH 90.7 FM San Lucie, KOHF LP 101.1 FM Florence Community, and KWAK LP 102.5 FM San Javier Community.